The light reached barely further than the table itself, so that the edges of the room were lost in shadows. The table could have been in the middle of a black void or stuck in a field for all you could see. Matt made his way carefully and slowly to the table, straining to see where the door out of the room and back to the corridor might be. In the worst case, he thought, he'd simply walk round the edge of the enormous room until he found a way out, or a light switch, or take a candle from the table to light his way. But then a door opened opposite him across the other side of the table. An elongated rectangle of light fell across the wooden floor. Framed in the doorway, light shining round her so that she was barely more than a silhouette, was Robin.
"You've finished then?" she said.
"I'm done," he agreed. "I was just looking for the door." "You were busy earlier," she waited in the doorway for him. "You were checking up on me?" He could see her face now as she stepped back into the light to let him through.
"If you like."
Matt wasn't sure what to say to that, so he just nodded.
"Hang on. Where are we?"
The door didn't lead back to the corridor he'd come along earlier. It gave directly into another room. This one looked more like a museum than a library. There were glass-topped display tables and glass-fronted display cabinets on the wall. A statue of a woman dressed in a toga stood on a low plinth in one corner of the room. An ancient grandfather clock ticked away the moments in another. The second hand clicked from second to second, and Matt wondered if it was this clock that Robin's father had in mind earlier. There were other items displayed on tables and shelves, but too many for Matt to take in as Robin led him across the room to another door.
"Jane left a while ago. I said I'd tell her when you were done with the computer. I didn't want her disturbing you if you were busy."
"Well, you know," Matt said.
"What is all this stuff?" he asked.
She shrugged.
"It's just stuff. Dad can't resist collecting things. He tries not to these days, but it sort of accumulates over the years. It's the same with the books."
"Imagine what the place'll be like when he's 60," Matt said. She smiled.
"Yes," she said. "Imagine."
"But what are they all for?" He pointed to the nearest display table. Inside, protected beneath a glass lid, was a pile of gold coins.
"I mean, where did these come from?"
"They're Russian," Robin said, as if that was obvious. "All that remains of the 5 tons of gold and silver that Admiral Kolchak took from the Imperial Treasury to fund the Tsar's cause in 1917.
"What happened to the rest of it?" Matt wondered.